We have a new sponsor to tell you about. We hope you support them. If you own a gun, you need a safe, period. There's no excuse not to keep your firearms out of the wrong hands. Sportsman Steel Safes. Visit Sportsman Steel Safes. They support Armed American Radio. Man, we need to support them. If you're in the market for a safe or you don't have one and you've been thinking about it, call my friend Matt at Sportsman Steel Safe at 888-681-4140. 888-681-4140. Tell him you're an Armed American Radio listener, and he will work up a special deal for you on the spot. And make sure to visit Sportsman Steel Safe at SportsmanSteelSafes.com. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Again, if you're an Armed American Radio listener, they will provide special pricing specifically for you. Tell them you listen to the show. See you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a beautiful thing, Crossbreed Holster Studios. Oh, I love that. I am carrying a car CW9. In a Crossbreed Super Tuck right now, by the way.
Really?
And I'll tell you what's really cool about it is it's got the AAR logo burned into it.
Nice.
Yeah, we know a little bit about Crossbreed holsters here.
Now, are you actually sitting with this holster?
I am, yes, of course. Yeah.
Oh,
I've had it on since about 7:30 this morning.
That's a
I've cut the grass. Cut the grass with it.
Really?
Cut the grass with it yesterday, yeah. Now, or was it yesterday? It was Friday.
Now, that's a holster right there.
Yeah, it's extremely comfortable. Trent Cooper will be here from Crossbreed Holsters in just a minute. In fact, I see his name flashing up on the screen. We know he's been holding for about 4 minutes. We'll get to him shortly, along with Neil McCabe, who has been holding for longer than that because he comes to us from the previous hour. But I want to give you some statistics. First, let me welcome you to the program and into the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It's a pleasure and an honor to be sharing part of my day with you. I'm glad you're with me. We were talking earlier about Bloomberg, and we'll go there again in the program. You can look it up. Bloomberg did a piece, an interview with Rolling Stone, where, as usual, the hypocrisy drips. And he talks about common sense gun control, you know, coming after you through background checks. And he claims that 80% of Americans support background checks. Here's a newsflash for Bloomberg. We already have background checks. I support the background checks we currently have in place. So the questions on the polls are skewed because they don't ask the right question. Americans support, but I support the background checks we have in place. So I guess he throws me in that number. We already have background checks. Does it need to be tweaked? Do we need to do some fixes? Yeah, we probably do need to do a few fixes here and there based on mental health and the way the states talk to the federal government and some of those statistics, or some of the information that's being fed or maybe not fed. And we'll discuss that with Neil McCabe and with Larry Pratt later on in the show, and then we'll discuss it in the third hour also. But he gave out some, it was very disturbing. He talks about the firearm industry, how he didn't really care, when you read it, about jobs leaving New York. He said he was more concerned with lives. Lives he can't prove were saved by any of New York's bogus laws, unconstitutional laws. So I want to give you some statistics of the firearms industry, because he said the firearms industry really isn't that big. Now, keep in mind his perspective. He's worth $31 billion. That's with a B. You know how much a billion is? It's 1,000 million. He's worth 31 of those stacks of doughies. So it's almost hard to wrap your head around that much money. But here's the firearms industry that he berates. It says it's not that big. This from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Jobs, direct, 111,895. Suppliers, 49,632 jobs. Induced jobs, 84,218, for a total of 245,745 jobs across America. Wages, Direct wages, $4,527,691,800. Suppliers, $3,153,867,300. Induced, $4,042,640,300. For a total of $11,724,199,400 in wages. Economic impact, direct, $15.6 billion. Supplier related, $9.7 billion. Induced, $12.363 billion, for a total economic impact of $37,696,519,100. That's not a big deal to Bloomberg, because the entire firearms industry, the economic impact is about equivalent to his net worth. But that industry generates over $5 billion in total taxes. So there's some statistics for you about the impact, and he doesn't care if it leaves New York. He doesn't care if you go out to New York. I don't care. We'd rather see you alive. The lies are incredible from these people. Let's go first to Neil McCabe in Washington, Armed American Radio's Washington editor. Neil, those numbers are real. Those are from the industry group itself.
Had on the show, was it Carr, about moving, they were going to move to the plant to New York, and they're moving out. And, we were talking about that sort of dynamic scoring, right? Because you rather than argue against a ghost, what is the actual cost to society of disarming your citizens? It doesn't, that actually makes things less safe, so there's other lives lost, but there's an economic impact that also costs lives, because anybody who's familiar with a town that has lost a major industrial factory or business, I mean, look at the damage that's done. The divorce.
Hey, look, put it in perspective. Sports fans will get it, Neil.
Yeah.
Sports fans will get it. When you lose the NFL franchise, you spend the rest of your life trying to get it back.
Yeah, and it's and many of your listeners have been to SHOT Show. SHOT Show is a ginormous trade show, and there are no customers there. By its very definition, there are no retail customers there. It's all people in the business.
Right.
And how many exhibits are there? 70,000?
Oh, acres and acres and acres.
I mean,
and one floors, of them.
Many floors of exhibits. You can't see them all. And this is not this is like one of the largest trade shows in the world. This is not a small business. And there's a lot, there's big corporations. But there's a lot of mom and pops there, too, that are just supporting their family. It's an amazing business. It's a wonderful business. And why he would denigrate it is just beyond, well, there I go again.
Well, there you go again. That's something we could continue. But some of it is from perspective. One of those employers is Armed American Radio's fantastic sponsor, Crossbreed Holsters, who knows a little bit about the economic impact. Trent Cooper joins me from Crossbreed Holsters. We're coming to Trent, welcome. We're coming to America from the Crossbreed Holster studios, for crying out loud.
That is just awesome. But I do have one quick question before we get into to what we're doing at Crossbreed Holsters is, how come you didn't come mow my yard today with your holster?
Well, because I had to mow mine.
I've been on my lawnmower for 2 hours today with my Super Tuck on. Actually,
wait a minute.
Outside the waistband holster on out there. But yeah,
here's the difference between your mower and mine. You did what now?
I sat on mine for 2 hours.
I pushed mine for 2 hours.
Oh, come on. Now. I've seen your yard. It's not 2 hours. You took a lot of breaks if you did that.
So. Ooh, this is a roundtable discussion here. We could have a lot of fun with this one. It's true. Yeah, no, I did push it. I was carrying in the Super Tuck, and I love telling the story about my initiation with the Super Tuck. It is a fantastic one, and we'll do that in the next segment. We don't have time. But very quickly, in this segment, Trent, you're going to stay with us for the next segment. New products coming out. What have we got going on? Because in the next segment, we're going to give away that shooter's pack.
Well, we've got our new building. It's very close. We're 2 to 3 weeks out on our new building, which means you're going to be coming to
that's right,
the actual Crossbreed Holster Studio before too long. We've got our new website coming out, hopefully in the next month. that will allow us to do a lot more deals for the customers, a lot of good stuff for the customers coming that way. Quickly, what we've got going on in July, we've got 20% off for First Defender, 20% off Shooter's Pack. If you order anything over $85, you get a free Crossbreed Holsters t-shirt. So that's just some of the stuff, and then we'll get into some of the other stuff in the next segment.
Yeah, and the 20% is significant, ladies and gentlemen. This is a big deal. The Crossbreed Holsters Shooter's Pack, let me tell you how to get involved in that. We're going to give that away. That winner will be selected during the next break, coming up in just a couple of moments. So make sure to head over to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio right now. Click on the post. You'll see the post there. Just like and share the post. Your name will automatically be registered, and you may be picked in the next couple of minutes to win that Shooter's Pack, which consists of an outside-the-waistband holster, consists of a dual magazine carrier outside the waistband, and consists of a custom Crossbreed holster leather gun belt. Let me tell you something. The belt itself, the holster's no good without the belt, is it, Trent?
It is not. It is not. You have to have a good, sturdy, heavy-duty belt to hold up any gun and in any type of holster. You just have a much more sturdy, secure carry, and that's what you want when you're carrying concealed. You want to know that it's going to stay in place. You want to know it's ready for you whenever you have to protect yourself.
I actually used that Shooter's Pack for a combat-focused shooting course with Rob Pincus, and the belt, the holster, the magazine pouch, let me tell you something, the magazine carrier, let me tell you something. It's the real deal. This is the time to do it. You've got about 4 minutes. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Like and share the post with the picture of the Shooter's Pack. You may be picked. Right now, we'll give away that pack in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back after this with Trent Cooper and with Neil McCabe.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com.
That's KelTecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It's a pleasure to have you here, as usual. Neil McCabe, you're up there in Washington. You got your finger on the pulse, baby. You know what's going on. Is there anything we need to know before we get cranking in this next segment? You got anything new that's breaking?
I think the real focus is on these last primaries and you know, how the Senate and the House are going to shake out. We've pretty much, the last sort of bit of business in the Senate was the sportsman's bill that they tried to bring back. You remember in 2012, John Tester of Montana was the big supporter of the sportsman bill. And he pushed it, and he pushed it, and it was going to allow sportsmen and gun owners to go on federal lands, and there were going to be all of these enhancements of gun rights, supposedly. And as soon as he got reelected, that bill was dropped from the docket, and everybody assumed it would never see the light of day. But there's a number of Democrats who are now in trouble. They need some pro-gun votes, and so they tried to bring back the sportsman bill, but the conservatives basically band together for once and were able to stop it.
Trent Cooper from Crossbreed Holsters. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, young man?
I'm not that young, but I'm doing good. We just got some great information there from from Neil McCabe, as we always do. We've got a winner in the Crossbreed Shooters Pack giveaway. You ready for me to give out a name?
You bet.
Callie Mason Ruffner. Callie Mason Ruffner from Salem, Ohio.
Well, if they will get their information to you, I'm sure you'll pass it on to me, and we'll get that thing out within a week or so.
We definitely will.
Get that pack out to them. And they'll be sporting a shooter's pack next time they go to the range, or just wanting to carry it. Usually, you know, we're about a 2 to 3 week turnaround time right now. I think
about 2 to 3 week turnaround. You say?
Yeah. Right now, I think we're about a 10-day turnaround time. So we've got people in place. We can get stuff out pretty darn quick right now.
This is custom-made stuff, ladies and gentlemen. So congratulations to Callie Mason Ruffner from Salem, Ohio. Salem, Ohio, isn't that around Dayton or somewhere around there? Does anybody know? Just curious.
Well, you got me. I believe it is, though.
I think it is, too. All right, Trent. You got the new building going up. We were talking about some of the impact in the firearms industry, and let me ask you, as an individual who makes a living in the firearms industry, when you hear a guy like Michael Bloomberg, like him or hate him, powerful man, very rich man, $31 billion, throwing millions of dollars in an effort to harm you, basically in the long run, that's what his ultimate end goal is. What do you think when you hear a guy like that say? Let's say he lived in Missouri, where you guys are based, and not New York. And you hear him say, I don't care, really, if they leave. It doesn't matter to me. I'm more concerned about saving that life, one that he can't prove he saved anyway. What do you think, as someone who makes a living and feeds your family and all of the surrounding businesses that depend on you guys and your suppliers? What goes through your mind?
You know, first thing is obviously not looking at the whole picture at all. And then, you know, not really caring about the entire community, the entire people of that community, of how it's going to affect not only that, affect them directly right there, but affect everybody around the country. Like you said earlier, and I couldn't write down the figures fast enough the way you talk. I even say you text fast sometimes. You know, it leads to everything. It's no different than any other consumer goods product out there, that if you take it away from one area, it's going to affect other people. It's going to affect us here in Missouri if that happens. It's going to affect the holster business. It's going to affect the everybody on down the line the more they try to take all this away.
And, Neil, here's something interesting, and Trent will back me up on this. He has these numbers regarding crossbreed, but it's not just civilian market. Trent, you sell a ton of equipment to law enforcement personnel, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We do a lot to law enforcement. We do a lot to military. So it affects, again, it's just a domino effect. So the more they try to take all of this away, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. Even civilians don't understand that sometimes, that if they say, gosh, we're going to take this one thing away, it's going to affect a lot of people down the road.
Well, even if your business was able to survive on what you would call the government business of the law enforcement and the military, just the loss of the civilian market means that you're not, you know, you lose your economies of scale. So you're not buying your raw supplies at the same volume, and so the cost to the law enforcement and military is going to go up.
Right. It's really devastating all the way around to all the people that we buy the materials to make the holsters with, to even the 30 some people we have at Crossbreed now. Gosh, it's going to, no matter what they do, no matter what consumer product it is, whenever they start taking away from one area, it's going to affect people down the road.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Trent, but I do want to talk about, you know, just the fact that you have these are craftsmen who are really keeping an art alive, and, you know, what you've invested in them with training and the years and years of experience that they have, just to lose that is a crime.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got 30-some people there. We've got, I think, 8, 9, 10 holster makers now that are trained, that they've been there several years, some of them since Mark started the company. And it's a craft. It's not, we're not like some of the, and I'm not going to bash any other holster makers by any means, but we're not like some of the other ones that we vacuum form everything and do everything by machine. These guys do it by hand. We make it, we craft the leather by hand. We craft the kydex. These guys are burning their fingers, you know, molding these things specifically. And that's going to affect them if the more they take that away, it will end up affecting them.
I've sat down and had dinner with these folks. I have broke bread with members of the Crossbreed family. And when you hear comments from a guy like Bloomberg, who apparently doesn't care, it's very disheartening. But I guess it's not to be unexpected from an elitist who doesn't understand real people. Now, you have 30 employees, you said, there and growing. These people have families and depend on the income produced by the company and the as a part of the firearms community, one that Bloomberg apparently doesn't care that much about. Trent, we're getting ready to end this segment. I want to thank you for joining us, and a congratulations to Callie Mason Ruffner as well. And I'm looking forward to moving the Crossbreed Holster Studios to Crossbreed Holsters coming up soon.
Yeah, go ahead. I got to do one thing here. Happy birthday to the person that started Crossbreed Holsters, Mark Craighead, tomorrow. He's gone from us now, but he'll always be with us. So a big happy birthday to him.
You got it. Happy birthday to Mark Craighead. Back right after this.
are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed to the Crossbreed Holster Studios, to this segment being sponsored by the Gun Owners of America. You heard that rejoiner. And I got to tell you, one of my favorite all-time guests, a gentleman we have a lot of fun with, but get very serious with, because this is very serious business. There are people, well-funded people, trying to take away your freedoms. And that's the Gun Owners of America there to help stop it. They support this program, and you need to support them as well, too. Take a listen to this. This is how serious it is. This is coming from Michael Bloomberg, billionaire Bloomberg. That's why we took this on, he says. But the NRA and even more right-wing organizations like Gun Owners of America are so against anything because they think it's a slippery slope. Gun control, he's referring to. I think if there was an issue of could you have your own nuclear bomb, they might gulp, but they might say, we should not have a law against that. Joining me is the executive director of the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt. Larry, what do you think when you hear garbage like that from Bloomberg? We have Larry there, Sean. I see him blinking. There he is. Larry, what do you think when you hear that?
Well, I think the mayor just needs to find out what America is all about, and he needs to learn what the Second Amendment in particular is talking about. And very clearly from the context of the debates at the time the amendment was adopted, at the time that the Militia Act in the 1790s was put on the federal books, not long after, by the way, the final ratification of the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment, the whole idea was that every individual man of militia age be armed, and that we were actually required at that time to own a military long gun. So, Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry, but we have a Second Amendment to protect ourselves from precisely people like you.
Well said. In fact, take a listen to what he says. In the interview, Larry, because he mentioned you, I want to spend some more time with this. I mean, he mentioned your organization, so clearly you are having an impact. And a question from Rolling Stone is, what's it like to be essentially the public face of stricter gun regulation? Do you get a lot of hate mail? And he says, yeah, you get every once in a while a bad letter, but a lot of people will say thanks for what you're doing on guns. Now, keep in mind, my friends and the people that I meet tend to be not rural hunters. But I have a lot of friends who are hunters, and they think I'm right on this. They want to keep their guns, and I don't have a problem with it. They want to keep their guns, and I don't have a problem with that. Of course, he's referring to hunting, which we all know the Second Amendment ain't about. Your comments.
You betcha. Mr. Mayor, you are talking about something that really the Second Amendment has nothing to do with. I would submit that hunting is one of those unenumerated rights protected by the Ninth Amendment. The Second Amendment is designed to point guns at the government to keep it from drifting into a tyrannical direction. And it was used back at the Battle of Athens. I think the year was 1946, as World War II was coming to an end. Veterans returning to Athens, Tennessee, found their town totally controlled, the politicians and the police alike, by a bunch of corruptocrats. And they decided that when the forthcoming elections were taking place, they knew for certain what was going to happen. And when indeed the voting boxes were literally stolen and hauled into the police station so they could be miscounted, in came the militia, riding in pickup trucks and every other kind of vehicle to get their hands on. They surrounded the police station. A few shots were fired, and the police realized this wasn't going to end well, and they came out with a white flag. And then the votes were counted, and lo and behold, the bad guys had lost. Fast forward to the Bundy Ranch in Bunkerville, Nevada, not very many weeks ago, and the BLM was pointing guns at a rancher as a way of collecting a debt. You know, we have courts for that, guys. Well, happily, since the sheriff of the county he'd worked with the BLM and these other federal agencies for years and years and years, and he just didn't want to stand up to them. He finally did at the end, but that was when the end had already been determined. And so out came the militia. They initially weren't under the sheriff's authority, which was a pity, but hey, you got to do what you got to do. And they kept the BLM at bay. And finally, the sheriff sent a deputy out to the BLM agents who were pointing guns at cowboys and cowgirls unarmed riding to the corral to open it to free the cattle that had been stolen by the government. Turned out they weren't even going to sell the cattle to satisfy what they claimed Bundy owed them. They were just going to kill them and put them in big pits that they'd already dug. And so when the sheriff's deputy rode up, he said, "Do you guys really want to be known as the ones who mowed down unarmed men and women?" And that question apparently pierced their heart. They stood down and rode away. Now I think we're looking at something somewhat comparable that's about to happen down near Laredo, where illegals are flooding into our country, and the Border Patrol has been strategically placed 40 miles from the border. I mean, come on, Barack.
He didn't know that. Give him a break. He said he didn't know that.
No,
he's only the president. He didn't know
things out, Mark, is when
he just
reads.
Surprises everyone else, Larry. there'll be a 30-day investigation, and it wouldn't be proper to comment during the 30-day investigation.
But wait a minute. Here's what happens. Here's the discussion in the White House at night. Michelle, I swear to God, I really didn't know that.
Well, it looks like the Laredo sector, actually they're coming across in a little town in English. It's the Ebony Trees, Los Ebonos. And I'm sure it completely overwhelms any kind of police presence that's there in that desert little town sector. And so the flood is just incredible. Texas Rangers have been put on the border. But I'm hopeful that the militia will be able to organize. People are talking about, if they can, putting down their jobs, at least taking time off, and going down there and putting themselves in a very dangerous situation, because the president is clearly in cahoots with what's going on.
It would appear that way. It certainly appears that way.
And we know that in a de facto sense, the presidents of Mexico and Guatemala have declared war against the United States. They have signed an agreement that they will... Normally, they have very strict immigration laws. And in Mexico, if you're there without a visa, you're in jail. And they've signed an agreement to let folks come through virtually as if the buses might have something like illegal express. And if that's what's going on, then they're going to get a free ride right up to our border, where they'll be disgorged at some point. That's an act of war. And I would have the first thing I would do in response is to send in a SEAL team and take out Sergeant Tamaresi from the Mexican jail that he's being held in, because the poor guy made a wrong turn at a border crossing and ended up in Mexico
right.
with three firearms.
You talk about what this administration did for that kid is they gave him, he's a Marine reservist now because he's back from deployment, returned back to the reserve roles, but he was a drilling Marine. They created a legal drill for him, not his unit, right? And anybody who's listening who's in the reserves knows that if you have a toothache or you have to wash your hair, there are ways of getting out of a weekend drill. Believe me.
10 seconds, brother. 10 seconds.
And they drummed him out. When he missed that drill, they drummed him out. They took away his Marine status. They discharged him while he's in jail rather than free him.
I know that is...
We will hold on to that thought, guys. We'll continue that when we come back with Larry Pratt and Neil McKay. Back right after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft-coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
You want to hit this, Mr. President? You want to hit this, Mr. President? You want to hit this, Mr. President? Mr. President, do you want to hit?
That could go a lot of ways.
Do you want to hit this, Mr. President?
That could go a lot of ways.
Imagine that question being asked of Abraham Lincoln, who he claims is his favorite president.
Oh, rip. Yeah.
Imagine that being asked of Ronald Reagan. Mm. Now, people had more respect for those men than to turn around and say, Mr. Reagan, you want to hit this?
Now, who's his favorite president?
Claims it's Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah,
in essence
that.
Of time. I mean, let me go back to our guest. I want to read this and then get an opinion from Larry here because he was singled out by Mayor Bloomberg, which is quite an honor. By the way, Salem, Ohio, I was way off. It's not around Dayton. It's just south of Cleveland. It's up around the Cleveland and Akron, southeast of that. So sorry about that, those of you listening in Ohio. Larry, let me set up this question and turn this over to you. Tell me why you're still fighting for better gun laws even after leaving office as mayor. And Bloomberg says, I and the foundation are trying to save lives. Particularly, I want the foundation to focus on things that other people aren't focusing on. Guns are another one of those things that nobody was willing to take on. 12,000 people get killed with handguns every single year. And then he goes to the next, another question. You made reducing the number of weapons on the streets in New York a priority when you were mayor. Did you learn any lessons about which policies worked best? And he said this. Because almost all murders are young minority males killing young minority males, it's like 90%. Take out domestic violence. After that, there's nothing left. So we go back to both questions. 12,000 people get killed with handguns. And then over in another question, he admits it's black-on-black or gang-related inner-city violence. What the hell does Salem, Ohio have to do with that?
It's hard to see how he's trying to connect the dots. But then logic has not been a strong suit of our opponents. They clearly think in a different way. They think with their emotions. And if guns disturb them, if they're not comfortable around somebody they think might have a concealed firearm, then they don't want that person around. They don't want them to be able to carry a gun. The fact that all the two of our mass murders have occurred in gun-free zones doesn't faze these folks. They just don't like guns, and they don't want us to have one either, even though they cannot make an argument from linear logic that the facts are on their side, because they're not.
So you would agree with me that their ultimate goal is to take away guns?
I don't know about some of the folks down at the PTA meeting or the concerned women voters or something like that, but I think Mr. Bloomberg knows bloody well what he's up to. He wants to bring tyranny to this country. The guy that wants to tell you how many ounces of soda you can drink, I happen to agree with his idea in principle, but if somebody wants to be stupid, well, this is America. You can do that. And it's not his job to get in there and be their nanny. And the fact that if he will stoop as low, so low as to deal with somebody's big gulp, then obviously he wants to control it all.
Well, I've always gotten a kick out of him going after sugar and, you know, trans fats and everything while standing on the podium when he was mayor, welcoming everybody to the hot dog eating contest. You know, I always got a kick out of that, where Joey Chestnut or whatever his name is going to shove 67 hot dogs down his throat in 10 minutes. You know, but that's just a one time thing. Well, it's not for Joey Chestnut. He eats like that for a living.
With all those, what is it, are they, there's some dangerous chemicals in hot dogs. That's probably why they're so delicious. And
it's exactly why they're so delicious.
So they're made.
It's why the second one and third one taste better than the first. Can I have another one of those with kraut and mustard, please?
Exactly.
You know, I've always said the guy with the dirtiest fingernails and the dirtiest water under the umbrella with the steam coming up from the subway grate in Manhattan is definitely good. That's the hot dog I want, okay? And I want to park next to him in my Dodge Ram pickup truck.
Did you hear that, Mayor Bloomberg? Some of us actually like what you hate. In fact, we love to like what you hate. It really makes our day.
I'd like to roll some coal at the mayor's motorcade. Anyway, listen. Here's what he said about smoking. He said, it's like smoking. I've always defended your right to smoke. I think you're crazy, but I don't think we should take away your right. I do think we should take away your right to smoke where other people have to breathe your smoke. But if you go outside away from everyone else, I don't have a problem with that. And if you want to have a gun in your house, I think you're pretty stupid, particularly if you have kids. But I guess you have a right to do that. I guess you have a right to do that. He doesn't have a problem with that.
Of him, willing to make such an important concession. Guess what, Mayor? You keep pointing your guns at us, and we have a right to respond accordingly.
Well, that's an extremist message, isn't it, Neil McCabe? I mean, my gosh.
Yeah, well, listen, there's a lot to catch up on here. First of all, I want to say that regardless of Salem, Ohio, which I sure it's a great town, but my favorite Salem is Salem Broadcasting, the parent company of Guns and Patriots and HumanEvents.com.
Very good. Nice plug.
Thank you. The
syndicator of this broadcast. Right.
Because you would never say like President Eisenhower or President Kennedy or President Nixon. You know, you want to. But you know, this is the same president who joked that there was crack cocaine in the White House pastries.
Right.
You know,
right.
That it was a week and a half ago.
a joke like that wouldn't even occur to most of us. So I think that tells us something about what the Chum Gang fellow is thinking about a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, this is an administration that has looked the other way as marijuana has, you know, marijuana use is going off the charts. And, you know, we can argue about the right and wrong of marijuana, but I will tell you that there's a lot of parents listening today who are concerned about their kids flunking out of high school or bombing in an SAT, and they don't appreciate the President of the United States going, basically helping their kids, encouraging their kids to smoke pot. I mean, that's crazy town.
Well, you know what?
That's the world we live in.
He has a reason for doing that, because he knows that typically people tend to be more, hey, man, like, I mean, you know, chilled out when they're on the marijuana. And that's the way the president wants the whole country, chilled out, dependent on him, doing what he says to do, and people not having any other idea, not having the energy or the will to resist, because he's got us all doped up. That's the way he likes it.
Well, this
hold
is
on,
the dependence
Larry,
on
hold
stupidity.
On. Was that a vision that you've just granted us of what it's like when Larry Pratt is high?
No, I think it's a perception of what it's like when the president is high.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
With a horse head.
You know, it's ironic because we're not going to have enough time, and I wish we did. Yeah, and there comes the music. I was going to go into Holder blasting Palin over impeachment, over Obama impeachment call, and some of the comments that Holder made relative to what people think about this president. Can you guess that he said it was racist? Imagine that. We'll talk about that in the next hour coming up. Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America, thank you very much for being here. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
My
wit
pleasure.
Wisdom
thank
is
you.
Great. Thank you so much. Neil McCabe, we'll talk with you shortly. Please stay on the line. Remember, I tell you this every week here on Armed American Radio as I fill your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that bonehead. And carry it in a crossbreed holster. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom from those toasty beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. More right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3. 1-800-388-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.